You can hear me, right? Today's daf is Yuma daf Hey. And I think where did we get to? We got to the very top, or the last two words of daf Dalet Amud Beis. So there, the Gemara was talking about the machlokes, the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, where the question is, that whether something is anything that's written by Miluim that you have to do, if you don't do it, it prevents you from fulfilling the mitzvah of Shiva Shemei Miluim. You can't do the avodah on the eighth day. And one of the opinions said no, that only something which is ma'akev that prevents you from bringing korbanos for all generations is ma'akev Miluim. But something that's not ma'akev the korbanos is not ma'akev the miluim. So the Gemara says, "My benahu, what is the nature of the debate? What case is there a debate between Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? What is something that existed but was not ma'akev ledoros that Rabbi Yochanan thinks would prevent the avoda from taking place, whereas Rabbi Chanina would not?" So Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, "Smicha ika benahu." That smicha is a difference between them. Lamandam are called kosev ma'akev bahem smicha ma'akva. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that anything in the miluim prevents you from being in the korban, is smicha that's forcing your hands on the top of the animal. So that was ma'akev b'miluim because Aaron was commanded to do smicha with their korbanos in the days in the miluim days, and leman da'amar davar she'ein ma'akev ledoros ein ma'akev b'hem smicha lo ma'akva, but the smicha is not ma'akev ledoros, so therefore it wasn't ma'akev for the miluim for that initial period of time. The Gemara wants to clarify. Uledoros menala de lo ma'akva. How do you know that smicha is not ma'akev ledoros? That the Tanya katulin b'raisa besamach v'nirza. Torah says in Vayikra Aleph that you're going to press your hand on the top of the korban ola, and it will appease the God to serve as a kapara. Chismicha mechaperes. Is smicha really mechaper? V'alo in kapara bezrika bedam. I thought the kapara is achieved when you sprinkle the blood. Rikas Adam, Shenemar Ki Adam Hu Banefesh Yechaper. Torah says explicitly that the kapara is achieved through the Rikas Adam. Umat Tamalom V'Samach V'Nirtza. So why does it say V'Samach that through smicha that the person will be appeased to God to serve as an atonement? Shema Asal Smicha Shiari Mitzvah Malam Kasuk Kiilu Lo Kiper V'Kiper. And if you brought the korban, the one who brings the korban was not makshivit as a mitzvah, and did not do smicha on the korban, then the Torah considers it as if he didn't do the best kind of kapara, but nevertheless he is yotze. So we see that's not ma'akev. In other words, it's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. That's a common term in Shas. Mitzvah and not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah means that this is what you should do. It's the best form to do smicha on the korban. But if you don't do it, it's not ma'akev. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Tanufa Ikav Minayin. He says that no, Tanufa is the difference between them. Leman da'amar kol kosev b'hem ma'akev b'hem ma'akva. Leman da'amar davar she'ein ma'akev ledoros ein ma'akev b'hem lo ma'akva. So waving the mitzvah of waving the korban, we'll see in a minute. So that is something which was only. That was only a mitzvah for the Shiva Shemei Hamiluim, but it's not ma'akev ledoros. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, so then it was ma'akev for the miluim, but according to Rabbi Chanina, so it was not ma'akev for the miluim because it's not ma'akev ledoros for generations. Ledoros menon lo ma'akev. How do you know if you don't do tnufa for the other korbanos that it's not doesn't prevent you from working? From being effective, Nitanya Kuluna Prisa, that Litnufa Lachaper, that Tanufa seems to say that Tanufa achieves Kapara. This, by the way, is said in the Korbanos of the Metzora, who is a poor person. And so the question is, but wait a second, is the tenufa is waving the korban? Is that really machaper? I thought the kapara is with the dam. She never kia dam who but never she yichaper. So you see, the dam is what's machaper. Umatam alor the tenufa lechaper. So same thing. Sheim also the tenufa shari mitzvah malak because of kilu lo kiper vekiper. That if you did not new tenufa, then you haven't achieved the best kind of kapara. You've achieved a mediocre type of kapara. So the papa of our papa says, ah, prisha shiva ikabinai. The difference between Rav Chinin Rav Yochanan is separating for 7 days. According to Rav Yochanan, who says that since it's a mitzvah to do it, it was commanded on the Shiva Shemim Miluim, then that would prevent the avodah on the eighth day, the first time after the Mishkan was set up, to be effective. And he says that it's not Makiv Ladoros, right? It's not Makiv Ladoros. And therefore, Prisha, you know, you don't need to do it, Ladoros. So therefore, it's not Makiv Ladoros. So therefore, it's not Makiv even for Milui. And we're asked, Ladoros Manal Lumakiv. How do you know that Prisha separating for 7 days is not Makiv the Avodah? Like, for example, how do you know that Prisha for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, that he has to separate for 7 days? How do we know that's not Makiv? It doesn't prevent the avodah from taking place. Because the Mishnah says that what happens, what do you do? You have the Kohen Gadol separate for 7 days. And then what do we say? Makinin. We prepare an understudy in case the first Kohen Gadol becomes tummy or becomes possible, becomes invalid to do the avodah. And we don't sequester the second Kohei, the other study, for 7 days. We say we prepare just in case. What does that mean? If, let's say 3 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh. So we have the understudy, and the other study will have not had Prisha for 7 days. So we see that Prisha is not Ma'akiv. Ravina, Maravina says, Riboy Shiva, Umeshicha Shiva Ikabirah. The difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan is wearing the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol during 7 days straight, seven consecutive days, and anointing, doing the anointing of the oil with the Shevet Mishcha during the 7 days straight, regarding appointing a Kohen Gadol, that's the difference between them. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that everything the Torah told us to do in Parshat Tzav for the Shivas Meir Milum, if you didn't do it, it would prevent the avodah on the eighth day. Leman damar davar she'ein ma'akiv doros ein ma'akiv ahem lo ma'akiv. According to Rabbi Chanino, holds that anything that's not ma'akiv doros, the 7 days of wearing the garments before becoming a Kohen Gadol, and 7 days of Mishicha, of putting the Shemen Mishcha, so that was not ma'akiv doros menon lo ma'akiv. How do you know that this process of the Kohen Gadol wearing the begadim and putting on the Shemen HaMishcha is not ma'akev in the appointment of the Kohen Gadol? That means he becomes a Kohen Gadol even without it. So the Gemara says, because the time we have in Brisa, V'chiper HaKohen She'yim Shechol Sov Asher Yimar Le'es Yadol L'Chayin Tachas Aviv. Pasuk says that the Kohen will achieve atonement, that who was anointed and who did his initiation service to service under his father, right? Now, the first coin dies, the second coin was who has Meshicha and who does this initiation process, he will fulfill what his father, will continue in the footsteps of his father. Matam Lomar, why is Pasuk to tell us this? If it comes to tell us that the Avodah is specifically done by the Kohen Gadol, because it's talking about Parshas Achrimos, didn't we already learn this, that the whole parsha is speaking about Aaron, so obviously it's only kosher for the Kohen Gadol. Lefish and Emar, so Shiva Yomin Yil B'Shem HaKohen Tachtam Yivonav. Since the pasuk says in Shmos Chavtes that the begadim, and I think it's Parshas Tzave, that the begadim for Aaron should be for his children after him, and Lamashcha Bahem Lamali Bahem Meshad Yidehem for Meshicha and for initiating them. So for 7 days, Shivashyam Yubashem and Kohen Tachtam Ibanav. So in 7 days, the Kohen instead of him should wear before it comes to the Mishkan. So we learn from here that the Kohen Gadol is appointed by wearing the Big Day Kahuna, the 8 day garments, for 7 days before entering into the Mikdash the Mishkan on Yom Kippur to serve in the Kodesh. Ainli Ela Nisraba Shiva. So I only learned Allah that you have to wear it for 7 days. Nimshach, and then you had the oil for you're anointed with Shemen Mishka Shiva Shalmin Shivas for 7 days. But Nisraba Shiva Nimshach Yomechad, Nisraba Yomechad Nimshach Shiva Minayin. How do you know that if both didn't happen for 7 days? I only had the begotten for 7 days, I only had the oil for 7 days, but not the other one. Tamil Lomar, Hashem Shachal Sova Asher Yimale Es Yado, meaning what? Mikomakom. It wants to tell you that even if you didn't do these things for 7 days, the appointment still works. So just to summarize what we said in this Amud, is that these four things, smicha, tenufa, separating for 7 days, and riboy begadim meshicha for 7 days, they are the differences between the different opinions. If the what was said, what Hashem commanded Aaron to do in the Shiva Shemim Miluim, if Aaron had not done it, would that have been ma'akev? Would that have prevented him from doing the avodah on the 8th day, or it would not have prevented him? Because these four things are not ma'akev ledoros. Now, it was explained in the Braisa that ideally we should appoint the Kohen Gadol who does the avodah Yom Kippur by wearing the begadim for 7 days and doing the Shemen Mishcha for 7 days. So, where do we learn this from? Ashichad, we find that there's a pasuk which says that seven shivas yom. We saw the pasuk earlier. Shivas yom yibushem hakoyin tachtav yibanav she yavol all moed l'sharis b'kodesh. That 7 days he should wear the begadim. So riboy shiva l'chatchila. So this is the source for the halacha that you have to wear it for 7 days. But mishicha l'shiva l'chatchila b'nav. How do we know that l'chatchila you should do the anoint him with oil, the Shemen Mishka, for 7 days? How do we know that? So maybe you'll say, if you want, I'll say, that since the Pasuk, since you need a Pasuk to exclude that the Mishicha is not Ma'akev, so must be that L'chatchila you should have Mishicha. Iboiseima, or perhaps if you wish, I'll say that the Makra, Ubig de Kodesh Elarod, you Labad of Achma, the Mashkel Bahem, Mali Bamas Yadam. Or we have a Pasuk, a Hekesh, the Pasuk spoke about the very next Pasuk, it says Mishicha Lariboy. So make a Hekesh from Mishicha to Riboy. Ma riboy shiva, af mishicha shiva. So we're comparing mishicha to riboy. Just like we've got him, you need 7 days. So also mishicha needs 7 days. My tamida demanda amar kol kosa bahem ma'akev. What's the reason of the one who holds that anything that's written in miluim is a ma'akev, does not allow you to do the avodah? Amar b'yisak bar b'yisno marakra. B'yisak b'yisno says, it says, the pasuk says, but sisi la'ar levad of kacha, kacha ikubahu. The word kacha indicates that it's not simply a mitzvah lachatchila, but kacha means it's like this, it has to be like this. And if you don't do it like this, then the avoda is possible. So teinach kol milsa diksiv bahai inyana milsa. So that makes sense with everything that's mentioned in the commandment of the miluim is ma'akid, because it says word kacha. So The Torah in two different places talks about the miluim. In one place, it is Shmos Perek Chav Tes, and I think in Tzav or Kisisa. So then, in the other place, it's Parshat Tzav. So it says the word kach, and in In Sefer Shmos, it mentions certain things that the Kohen should do, the Kohen Gadol should do for the Miluim. And in Parshat Tzav, it mentions other things. So if the source is the word Kacha, that's in Sefer Shmos, so maybe that's only the things that are said in that section. But what about the commandments that were said not in the context of that were said in Parshat Tzav? How do you know that that's Ma'akev? It says from Gzera Shava, Pesach and Pesach. Because the word Pesach, which is extra in Sefer Shmos, and it says Pesach in Parshat Tzav. It says in Shmos, it says Ves Ar, Ves Barav, Tokivel, Pesach Olmoid. You'll bring them to the opening of the Olmoid. And it says also in Shmos, Lamed Beis, Vachal Aron Barav, Psar Alivas Alechem, Asher Basal, Pesach Olmoid. They're going to eat the meat by the Pesach Olmoid. And in the action, in the Miluim, it says, it says Veskol Eida Hakel El Pesach Olmoid is Lashon of Pesach, so it's Gzeira Shava. So just like the where it says Pesach in part Sefer Shmos is Ma'akev, so too the word Pesach in Parshat Tzav where they actually did the Miluim, that stuff is also Ma'akev. But Misharshia Amar Ushmart Mishmeres Hashem Ikuva, since the pasuk says that you should observe to do everything that's written in this parsha without any change, so it comes to tell you that it's ma'akev. Ravashi, Ravashi says, it says in the parsha's miluim, you should be there day and night. Why? Ki chen tzuvesi. This is what I commanded. So again, it wants to tell you that it's ikuva, that's ma'akev. So since the pasuk says ki chen tzuvesi, that said in the shiva shemei miluim, the Gemara wants to bring a brisa now that explains similar terms that are on the psukim of the eighth day of the Miluim. So Tana Rabbanan, so the rabbis teach us. So it says that after the burning of Nadav and Avihu, Moshe tells Aaron and Elazar, says Kuchu es haMincha hanoseres miyishei Hashem bichluha. So take the mincha and eat matzos by the mizbeach. Why? Ki chen tzuvesi. Because it's what I commanded. And then Pasuk says that the Seir Achatas Moshe saw was burnt. He got upset at Elazar and Itamar. He says, why don't you eat the Korban Chatas? You should eat it. Kasher Tzivesi. Like I commanded. And then a few Pesukim later it says, V'chazei Atnufa, V'shoka Truba. The breast of the tufa meat, the part was waved, and the thigh. So you should eat. Also, same lashem kasher tziva Hashem. So why does it use these different lashonos? That every time Moshe commanded him to do something, he said, "Kain tzuvesi is what I commanded." So he's telling him, this is what you should do. So he's saying, this is what God said to do. Why say this tzuvesi three times? So you have to explain like this. Ki chen tzuvesi. The fact says ki chen tzuvesi. He said to them that even though they were onanim, that they were an onanim, someone who his relative just passed away before post death prior pre burial. So ki chen tzuvesi. So you are. Nevertheless, you have to do this even though you're onanim, because an onan is forbidden with achilas kachim. You can't eat meat. Nevertheless, baninas yochlu. This is a horasha, this is a temporary matter, and therefore you need to eat this kachim meat. What it said after the burning of the Seir Achatas, Moshe says, why did you burn it? So you should have eaten it by Kodesh, Kasher Tzivesi, Bishas Maisa, Amar Lahem. So he said this to them at the time when they burnt the goat. He said to them, you should have eaten it by Ninus, as he commanded them by the Korban Mincha. And when it says Kasher Tziv Hashem, by eat the chazeh and the shok, the breast and the thigh, said to them that I commanded, this is what I was commanded from Hashem, they should eat paninus, below me'elei, ani omer. I'm not saying this for my own opinion, because it was said to me this explicitly, because this is kachshei shah. You shouldn't burn this like you burnt the seer, the goat of the Rosh Chodesh, but I was told that this is different, that Right, so there's now that you shouldn't burn this because this is kachisha. There are different korbanos. So with this, he said that there was Moshe had to clarify because there were certain things they could burn and certain things that they couldn't burn. The seer Rosh Chodesh, the goat of the Rosh Chodesh, that they burnt. So he's saying that this, that the chazi and the shok, this you shouldn't burn. Okay, now the Gemara wants to darish and other things that were said in the miluim, even though they weren't written explicitly. Amar Rav Yossi says, Rami Rav Yossi Bechanina, Mifnasayim Ein Ksuvim Parsha. So it's in the Parsha's miluim, when it says that Moshe should dress Aaron and his children. So it didn't mention the Mifnasayim. What it says in the beginning of the parsha of commanding the miluim, that this is the thing that you should do to mekadesh them, and the word vav adds something that there's something else. Little hubby and mechnasayim wants to tell you that even they even wore the mechnasayim during the yemei miluim, and come to teach you that, and also wants to teach you about the Asiris Aifa, that also Aaron and his children had to bring the mincha that was a tenth of an Aifa. The Gemara now wants to clarify this drasha. Michnasayim k'sivi b'inyana d'begadim. I understand from the word vav, the letter vav, it says v'zeh adavar shetas elohem. So what is the pasuk telling you about? It's talking about the begadim that they would wear. So if the vav is adding something, he's adding something relating to the begadim. So that's adding the michnasayim. That makes sense. Asiris Aifam and Alan, what's the source? What's the idea that you get that you're adding that they should also do the Asiris Aifa, this mincha, in the Shiva Shimei Miluim? So Gemara answers Asya Zezeh. It says in the word Zeh. It says Vizeh Adam Asher Tasya Lahem Lakash and Lachayan Li. And May Zeh Korban Aru Banav Shekriva Lashem Asiris Aifa. So it's sort of like a Zer Shava. It says just like in the second pasuk speaking about the obligation to bring the Asiris Aifa. So in the first pasuk with the miluim, so therefore they practice doing the Asiris Eifa as well. Omer b'yochad b'shem b'shem b'yochad minayin sha'af mikra parasha. How do we know that the reading of the parsha miluim through Moshe to all of Yisrael was ma'akev? Tavolomar v'yomer Moshe ha'ida zed davar asher tzivah Hashem. Moshe said to all the people, this is the thing that Hashem commanded. Afilu dibor ma'akev, one says, zeh adavar, even saying the parsha is ma'akev. If Moshe had not said it to Klal Yisrael, then he would not have fulfilled the mitzvah, the halacha of miluim, even if they had done all the details. Now, Moshe dressed Aaron and his children, so he wants to say, now, what was the order of the dressing? Ketzad el-bisham, what was the order? So, ketzad el-bisham, why are you asking what was the order of the dress? What the way it was. Like, who cares? What's the practical reason for this? It's interesting that the Tosfos asked, like, what kind of question is that? That sometimes that's what the Gemara does this a lot of times. The Gemara wants to know what actually happened. So the Tosfos doesn't answer that. The Tashbates writes that certainly... He says that normally speaking, that whenever there's a halacha, the Gemara will very often tell you what happened if it is something that's halachic, even if it's not relevant now. Like the miluim, we're just discussing what was the halacha in the miluim. Who cares? What might have what happened? No, there. The Gemara wants to clarify what was done, kalacha, not kalacha. But this is simply, Tashbait says, the Gemara is asking here because this was simply sipur devarim ba'alma. This is simply telling you what happened. There was no halacha gratification from a historical standpoint. So that's why the Gemara is asking, So the Gemara clarifies, Ella, ketan malbisha lasi lavo. The Gemara wants to know, so what will be the order of dress in the future when the Beis Hamikdash is built and there will be Tchias HaBeisim and the Kohen will do the Avoda? So the Gemara says, Lashi Labo, Nami Lichshivo, Arad Abodav, Moshe Imahem. So don't worry, in the future, you know who's going to be resurrected from the dead? Moshe and Aaron, and they'll tell you what will be. So Ela Keita Hilbisham, Lemispar Kroy. Okay, fine. Let us know how Moshe, dressed them, and don't say what happened, because you need to be able to explain the Pesukim. The psukim seem to contradict each other. That you could try to figure out. You have to know the pshat of the psukim. Because Pliba, Bnei Rav Chiya, Rav Yochanan. So Rav Chiya and Rav Yochanan had this argument. So what's their argument? So Chadamar et Aaron v'achar kach bada, v'chadamar Aaron v'bada v'asachas. One of the Amorites say that first Moshe dressed Aaron, then he dressed his children. And one of the other Amorites says, no, he dressed Aaron and his children at the same time. Amar Abai, Biksonis, Mitznefes, Kulim, Elo, Pligi. Abai says, nobody argues regarding the ketonet and the Mitznefes, the tunic and the hat. So the Aaron, the Achar Kach, Barach. At first, he dressed Aaron and then the children. The Bein, B'tzava, Bein, Basia, because of the Psukim. It was explained how they were dressed, and also in the psukim that explains what was done, Aaron Kadim, because in the psukim it mentions Aaron first, both in the commandment to dress them, and in the when the Gemara tells you what happened, when the pasuk tells you what happened. Ki pligi ba'avne. The debate is with the belt. Was first Aaron, or did he somehow belt them all in together? So the Tichsi v'yachkor osa bavne, but the Tichsi v'yachkor osa bavne. In the dressing of the, when it tells you actually what happened in Parshat Tzav, it says that Moshe first put on his belt, and then it says he put on their belt, the belt of the children. Uman damar aron abanav vasachas, Tichsi v'chagrat osam. The pasuk says in Shmos Chavtes, Hashem tells Moshe that you will put the girth, you know, tie their belts together. So it seems he did them all together. Ulaman da Amar Aaron abad basachas. According to the opinion, it says that he did them all together. Aksiv yachros abavnei, bahar aksiv yachros abavnei. Yeah, but what the one who says he did it together? How does he deal with the actual story in Parshat Tzav, which says he did them one after the other? So Amalach, we'll read a few more lines, just finish this. Amalach, Hahu, Avneto Shalkoin Gadol, Lozehu, Avneto Shalkoin Hedjo. So Gemara says that the one who says that they tie them together, he's going to say that those psukim that are said in Parshat Tzav, that mentions that first was Aaron and then his children, it's not going to teach you that he did first his son and then his children. You want to say that the belts were different, that the avnate of Aaron was different than the avnate of his children, because the avnate of the Kohen Gadol was kilayim, was made of wool and linen, and the avnate of the Kohen Hedjon was only made of linen. And Levan da Amar, let me show you a couple more lines. Levan da Amar, Aaron ve'achak barav. According to the opinion, it says that first he tied the belt of Aaron and then his children. Well, it doesn't say in the commandment of the Miluim that you should tie the belt of Aaron and his children. So it seems as once. Amalach, Hahu kamash balan, avnetesh kohen gadol zeh avnetesh kohen. He wants to say the opposite. That in Sefer Shmos, where it says you should tie them together, doesn't mean to actually tie them together. It means that their avnate was the same. That both the avnate of the kohen gadol and the kohen hedyot were made of sefer pishon of kilayim. And then v'achkar oso avnei v'achkar osam lamali. So why does it say he tied his belt and then theirs? Mamina, Aaron v'achkak bada. First Aaron, then his kids. And the Gemara says, but wait a second. This is the question, obviously the big question is what? Uvas achas mimish kachasla. How can you tie their belts all at once? I know Moshe is a very powerful person, but how can you actually tie all their belts all at once? The Gemara says, lo tzvicha ta'aktin. It doesn't mean, it means that he didn't stop. It means the following. It doesn't mean he tied them all at once, but Vazakas means that he did this without any interruption, meaning that he first dressed Aaron in all of the garments other than the Avnate, and then he dressed all of the kids, then his kids, with the Michnasayim, the Ketores, and Mitznefes, and then he did the belt for both of them together. That's what it means for Bas Achas. Okay. Everyone have a great Shabbos.